Learning is meant to be fun. Your child comes home overwhelmed, stressed, sometimes in tears over homework that even you, an intelligent adult, cannot understand the purpose of. You watch them memorize information they will forget immediately after the test, and you see them struggling with concepts presented in ways that make no sense, disconnected from anything meaningful in their lives. This is not education. This is intellectual abuse. The human mind is designed to make connections, to find patterns, to understand how things relate to each other, and to the learner's own experience. We are navigators, story listeners, storytellers, powered by our own curiosities. When children are forced to absorb fragmented information without context, without purpose, without personal relevance, their minds rebel. The confusion isn't a learning disability. It is actually a healthy response to an unhealthy system. Here is what they don't tell you about why so many young people turn to drugs. It's not just peer pressure. It may not be peer pressure at all. It's cognitive overload. When young minds are forced to process meaningless information for hours each day, when they're constantly tested on material they cannot integrate or understand in any way, when they're living in a state of chronic academic stress about subjects that have no connection to their lives or interests, their brains become overwhelmed. The children aren't weak. They're not making poor choices. They're medicating themselves against a system that is making them mentally ill. Children who cannot find meaning in their daily intellectual life, who spend most of their waking hours doing things that they feel are pointless, begin to lose touch with their own authentic interests and abilities. That's standardization. They don't know who they are because they've never been allowed to learn for real. They've been forced to pretend to learn. The current educational model was designed during the Industrial Revolution to create compliant factory workers. It has never updated because it's working exactly as intended. Not to educate your children, but to process them into predictable economic units. Your children are being trained to accept information without questioning its source or purpose, compete against each other rather than collaborate, seek external validation rather than develop internal wisdom, consume prepackaged answers rather than generate original questions, and follow schedules and instructions rather than pursue genuine interests. This is actually interfering with their education. These are not qualities that create happy, healthy, successful human beings who grow all the way up until they become great. These are the qualities that create over-medicated, manageable populations. You've noticed that young people seem less able to truly connect with each other, less able to have deep conversations, less interested in understanding different perspectives. This is not a generational failing. This is educational damage. When children spend their formative years in systems that prioritize individual achievement over collaborative learning, that pit students against each other in artificial competitions, that never allow time for deep reflection or meaningful discussion or even grand pursuits of curiosity. They don't develop the neural pathways for genuine empathy. The school environment actively prevents the social and emotional development that healthy relationships require. But you already know better. Every instinct you have as a mother to nurture individual growth, to celebrate unique talents, to provide unconditional love, to encourage questions, to allow natural learning rhythms, these instincts are correct because they are so human. The education system contradicts every wisdom you possess about how children actually learn and grow. When you validate your child's frustrations with meaningless schoolwork, you're not undermining their education. You're protecting their sanity and pushing them towards greatness. When you encourage their genuine interests, even if they're not academic, you're not lowering standards. You're honoring their authentic intelligence and helping it bloom. When you question why your bright, creative child is struggling in school, you're not being overprotective. You're being a good mother. Give them permission to think differently. Your children need to know that their confusion about pointless assignments is valid, that their boredom with irrelevant material is healthy, that their desire to learn about things that actually interest them is legitimate, and in fact, the only way to learn for real. When schools tell your children that they're not applying themselves or not reaching their potential, help them understand that the problem is not with them. It is with a system that cannot see or nurture their actual potential. They need to know to trust their experience over institutional authority. Every time you validate your child's authentic interests over school requirements, you are staging a revolution. Every time you prioritize their mental health over their grades, you are choosing their humanity over their utility. Every time you encourage them to think independently rather than conform to institutional expectations, you are preparing them to be free, to freely rise and grow all the way up until they become great beings. Please, your children don't need to be saved from their education. They need to be saved from a system that calls itself education, but is actually something much more sinister. Trust your instincts, mother. They have been right all along. The world needs children who can think clearly, love deeply, and create fearlessly. The current educational system cannot produce such children. But mothers who understand what's really happening can protect and nurture them despite the system, especially when you take to the great trails, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, the Continental Divide, while listening to narrated books. Your love is more powerful than their programming. Your wisdom is more valuable than their credentials. Your vision of who your child could become is more accurate than their assessments of who your child is. Never let them convince you otherwise. Lastly, the children who seem to be failing in school are often the ones whose spirits are far too strong to be broken by meaningless systems. Sometimes struggle is not weakness, it's resistance. Sometimes your difficult child is actually your most intelligent one.